Well, we were just talking about the Capital Brewfest fundraiser. Well, another popular fundraiser is back again, the Battle of the Burger. The team captains from the Thunder Mountain Swim Team will join us next. Now we go from brews to burgers. Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. We all know there's nothing, nothing like a good burger to sink your teeth into. And the Thunder Mountain Swim Team has found a way to tap into that to raise money so that they can travel to different competitions in the region. So their Battle of the Burger is back after a COVID hiatus last year. And like Brewfest, it's been slightly modified due to COVID, but all the essentials that you love are there. And joining us, we have the three swim team captains from the Thunder Mountain team, Jamie Heidersdorf, Nancy Little, and Karthik Saguni. So we'll get to the Battle of the Burgers in just a moment. But what I was hoping is that each of you would tell us, you know, what your competitive stroke is and why do you decide to compete with that stroke. And we'll start off with Jamie Heidersdorf.
Hi. Yeah. So my favorite competitive stroke is breaststroke, and I like to swim it because there are a lot of fast breaststrokers in Alaska, and it's really fun to compete against them. Yeah.
I'm Nancy Little, and the strokes that I do is long distance freestyle and sprint butterfly, and I enjoy swimming the long distance freestyle because of all the power I can get extended over a long period of time.
I'm Karthik, and I swim the 100 breaststroke and 50 free. I'm mainly a sprinter just because I don't like distance. Sprinting's fun.
So tell us a little bit about what benefits you get from swimming. Obviously, if you're swimming those in competitions, you're going to be in good physical shape. But maybe tell us about how, and we'll start with Jamie. We'll go around again. What do you find happening after being part of this swim team?
I think that ever since I joined the swim team, I've made a lot of new friends, and it's like a super fun and like positive atmosphere. And so I think it's just it's like almost relaxing in a way. Like I always look forward to practice as a way to like relieve stress from my day. And so it's like, yeah, I don't know. I always look forward to it, and it's just fun.
Obviously, swimming teaches you lifelong lessons of staying healthy and staying fit, but it also teaches you how to be part of a team, how to work with a team, and how to make friends, and how to work hard towards the things that you want.
I think swimming has really benefited me by turning me into more of a morning person, well, with having practice at 5 a.m. every morning. That's pretty helpful.
Oh, my goodness, 5 a.m. So it turns you into a pretty disciplined person if you have to get there for practice. So, Jamie, how many team members are typically in a team that you have to work with?
There's usually about 25 every year, 25 to 30.
And, Nancy, how do you support each other? How do you work together?
Well, we push each other at practices and we cheer for each other at races. That's the main thing. We're all a very supportive community.
How about you, Karthik? How do you coach your team and lead them on?
It's like my coach says, we're kind of like a tight-knit little family, and everything gets along smoother when everyone gets along with each other. We have a lot of team bonding events, and we all get pretty close during the season.
Well, I imagine this Battle of the Burger is a huge bonding event because you have to cook all these burgers up. But in COVID, there were more burgers available, and there was a competition between which was the best burger. How is it going to be handled post the onset of COVID?
Yeah, for sure. So usually in past years, it's been more of like a social event with the community and everything, and like tons of people would come from the community, and there would be a huge turnout, and like you'd just get to go around sampling each burger. But this year, with the change of COVID and everything, we're gonna have it be more. You're still gonna have like it's just gonna be less like human contact, and so it's just to prevent the spread of COVID. And so instead of this year walking around and sampling the burgers that you'd like to choose, there's going to be 4 set burgers, so 4 different samples for your 4/4. And so you're going to get a little sample plate of each burger. And so it's going to be more of like to-go style. And so you'll get to take that with you. So it's just, yeah, it's just a little different this year, but it will still be, you still get to choose and like vote on your favorite burger and all that. So, yeah.
So what are the burgers? Anyone want to take a stab at that?
There's, could be a surprise. There may be some, maybe like a Mexican style burger I've heard. Maybe like a barbecue burger I've also heard. But the other ones can stay a surprise.
But one thing won't be a surprise. It'll be good, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So how does this work? How do I get my burger?
So the Battle of the Burger is this Saturday, September 25th at 12 o'clock. And it's at the Riverbend Covered Area. And so pretty much you show up, and if you haven't already purchased your ticket, you can buy a ticket, which is $10 each. And the ticket will get you 4/4 of each different team's burger. And then you can try out your burgers, and then you will get to put in your little slip of your like decision on whose burger you think is the best.
So is there a way to get there early, or should you get there early? Because do your burgers run out pretty quickly?
Yeah, usually it's a pretty big turnout, and so the earlier the better, I would say. Get there as soon as possible.
So what's your goal for fundraising this year?
Mainly the goal is just to like see everyone from the community, have as many people as possible come support the swim and dive team.
Okay, so you don't have a set dollar amount. The sky is the limit then, hopefully. So... yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you use this money for.
The fees help us families send their swimmers to go travel the meets and housing situations, as well as pay for pool time.
So I'm curious, what are the travel opportunities like? What do they allow you to do that you might not be able to do otherwise, aside from competing? Karthik?
When we travel, we always get to group house, or we usually get to group house together. And when we are housing out, it's usually with the other teams, or they're pretty nearby, so we get to see what they're like in and out of the water. So we also get tighter knit as a like Southeast region and a community.
So I have to ask this, because this summer we were all watching the Olympics. Were your eyes glued to the Olympics this summer?
Yeah, for sure. I think that all the swimmers, and not even just swimmers, but athletes throughout Alaska were watching Lydia and her swims. And it was really cool because we knew she was training for the trials. And so it was cool to watch her swim at the trials and then see her make it to the Olympics and then win gold. Really
so that's
cool.
Lydia Jacoby from Seward, who won the gold for the 100-meter breaststroke. So did you actually see her win at that moment?
Yeah, I remember being at work and we were all like huddled around a little computer watching it live, and we were all super excited, getting super pumped, and to see her actually win the gold, like all of us were in the moment like, oh my gosh, we couldn't believe it happened.
So do any of you know Lydia personally? Have you come across her at your meets?
A couple years ago, I went to a swim camp where Team Alaska all competed, and she was on that team, as was I, and for a week we all like, I would say, swam together and competed together, and it was a cool experience to look back on.
I know. Isn't that amazing to realize that you were swimming with an Olympic champion? That is amazing. Does it give you inspiration to know that someone from a small community in Alaska can win the gold? And especially, you know, other communities like in California have pools everywhere. There's more opportunity to swim. It's got to be inspiring.
Yeah, for sure. I think that, I mean, it's not very often that you see somebody, especially from Alaska and a small town like Seward, like go to the Olympics and especially win gold. So I think it's super inspiring for anybody and not just like young swimmers, but yeah.
Well, in case our listeners just joined us, will you recap what we need to know to help you out with your fundraiser and get our burgers?
Yeah, so pretty much this Saturday at September 25th at 12 o'clock at the Riverbend Covered Area is the Battle of the Burgers, and tickets are $10. They'll get you 4/4 to sample 4 different kinds of burgers, and you pretty much get a vote on your favorite burger, and all profits are going to the Thunder Mountain Swim and Dive team. And we'd love the support from the community, and you get to come and try lots of delicious burgers, and we hope you come and join us this Saturday.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm hungry already hearing about it, and I want to know what the surprise burgers will be. So thanks so much for joining us, for being here on Juno Afternoon, and pardon the pun, I hope that your Battle of the Burger makes a big splash. Thank you.